Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
I want to teach you something strange today. It's good you follow me. The test of trust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We worship your holy name.
Now, somebody is frustrating in your office. You have done everything, but they decide they are going to frustrate you. The Lord said, I am touching them now to change, or I will remove them. Don't forget, let me know what has happened. We adore you.
We bow down before you. We worship your holy name.
Everyone look at me. I want to show you the reason why you have been crying for years. So follow me. And I used to do something when I finished preparing the message. I wait. And when I would finish waiting, I would sit down like this, and I'll be telling people around me, there will be proof that this message I'll preach tomorrow. And when it happened, I told my woman, I said, look at it. So I've waited before I preach this message, the test of trust. See, when you don't pass this test, you can't go anywhere. You forget. Don't come to church. Don't go to church. We don't pass this test. Faith. We know faith. We discuss faith. Very sweet. But there's a level bigger than faith. There's a level higher than faith. I want to show you today. Come. Matthew chapter 19 verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this might be impossible. Not hearing you. Faith puts you in the class of God and makes impossible to become possible for you. Therefore, when you have faith, you do things, you are happy. But let me tell you, God does not want to deal with you on the level of faith. Again, He wants you to meet Him on the level of trust. That's what I want to teach you now. As powerful as faith is, there is something called trust. Oh, dangerous. When you know it, see, you will rest. God wants to take you to the dimension of rest that nothing bothers you again. If you are very close to me, there is no bill coming. Ask Paul, ask Mike, I will tell you, let's go and sleep. There is no bill. There is no bill. I will just tell you, let's go and sleep. Oh, we adore you. We bow down before you. I have seen this thing work for me.
We worship your holy name.
In Romans chapter 10 verse 17, I want to teach you. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Share, read it. Everybody read it. You need to understand. Read it. What is faith? Go. Oh yeah. That is faith, though. So when you hear, you receive faith. But trust is not like that. I want to show you. I'll show you from the word of God. I'll show you. Only ancient word ever true.
Changing me and changing you. We have come with open.
Is your heart open to receive this one?
Oh, let the ancient word impart.
So what's the difference between faith and trust? Come, let me show you. So faith comes by hearing. As you hear the word of God, you begin to have faith. But trust comes by the trying of the word of God. The trying of the word of God. The word of God will try you. Oh God, where did you see that one in the Bible?
I will show you.
So when you hear God's word, you receive faith. Faith comes to you. When you hear the word of God, as I'm preaching now, faith comes to you. But when the word of God tries you, it brings you to the level of trust and level of rest. That even though he doesn't do it, I know he will do it at his time. That is trust. Oh, dangerous. And until you get to that level, Psalm 105 verse 19. Don't forget, faith. Romans 10, 7. Faith comes by hearing. Trust. Until the time that his word came. You are not reading. We have not even started. You are not reading. Everybody is not reading. What are you writing? Read. The word of God tried it. See, the level of faith is, you hear now, faith is now, I believe it, but the level of trust is the level of trial. You are going to be tried. So trust is therefore more advanced. It's a way of working with the Lord, not even faith. So trust is higher than faith. Psalm 105 again, 19 and 20, amplify. So when the word of God comes, faith comes. But when the word of God tries you, he comes to you now. Psalm 105 verse 19 to 20. Amplified. Until his word. So his great brothers came through. Until the word of the Lord tried and did what? Tested. After you have passed, then the king will send for you. If you don't pass, sweetheart, you remain there. Stretch your hand to the word of God. Let me pray for you. May you pass God's test. Now, your amen is giving me concern. May you pass God's test. May you pass God's test. Not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. You will not fail God's test. Not hearing you. You will not fail God's test. Your word will not work against you. In the name of Jesus. So faith comes by hearing. But trust comes by waiting. Trust comes by patience. Trust comes by trial. Trust comes by test. And there is nothing you can do about it. You better take it. Okay, what does it mean when I say the word of God tries somebody? Somebody is asking now, which one is that one again? How can the word of God try somebody? I want to show you. Are you ready for this one? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The mother that gave birth to you hated you so much. Yeah. Your mother hates you like men. Hates you like men. And she's still alive. You have tried. You call her to make peace and he said, don't call me, I just hate you. The Lord said, I have stepped into the matter. I am fighting for you. Her curse over your life has been broken. Thank you, precious Lord. If God says he's going to make you great, look at me, and there is nothing in your life that looks like it, the word of God might be trying you. When what you are experiencing is contrary to your situation, to the word of God, say, why am I? Look at me, look at the word. The word might be what? Might be trying you to produce trust. It's easy to have faith too. It's easy to have faith. But the people that God will really lift in life and make great, they must have trust. They must have what? See, when the word of God comes, look at me, bam, it hashes now. As I'm going now, you will see a miracle. It hashes. But when the word of trust comes, mommy, it does not produce anything. It waits for a season before it produces. And you know what? You better pass. Because if you fail, the process and the cycle will start all over again. Shall I still continue? Okay, imagine God said, in 30 days' time, Pastor Excel, I am going to make you to be this. When it comes in 30 days, look at me. You are what? Excited. I mean, you begin to watch it go. Thank you, Lord. I mean, thank you. You begin to modulate. Thank you, Lord, for everything. That is faith. But when the world did not produce anything, 30 days, and 30 days becoming 30 months, the word of God might be trying you to know, will you still wait? You better take this one now and have peace. Come along, Paredanu. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some people are already keen into what I'm saying now. Your life will be better than that one of your family. Yeah. Carry your Bible. Let me show you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, 4 to 3. I'm going to give you the four dimensions of trust. To about the past, yet it down. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. Faith. That is faith. In faith, you understand. But in trust, you don't understand. Next verse. Trust in the Lord. In trust, you don't understand, and you must not understand. Say it again. Verse 4 again. Verse 4 again. So shall thou find favor and good understanding. He said, I'm going to do this for you, Ebube. And it's like that. Thank God. But it's a higher level. Next verse. Trust in the Lord with what? And lean not in what? Wait. So, trust. You don't understand him, but you kept following him. That is why we are like sheep. We are not goat. We are not, I'm telling you. Should I still continue? Have I confused you? Faith is what you can understand. Look at me. Trust, you don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. Faith requires understanding. But trust requires what? No understanding. You may not know how. I may not know where. But I know, say, he will do it. I thought I would have cars and marry in convoy me on the smoke of tire. I may not know how. I may not know where. But I know, say, God, he could do them again. Sing it for them, let them hear you.
I may not know how. I may not know where. But he will do it again.
Let anybody intimidate you. They might have gotten their own on the level of faith. Your own is level of trust. And trust result is bigger than faith result. Come, kill yourself for nothing. Come and see. Message Bible. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. I'm talking about trust. The test of trust. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't even try to figure out everything. You can't figure it out. You don't understand him. That's why I stand for you. You may not know how. You may not know when. But you've got to know and trust him.
Do it again.
Say, let me hear you. I may not know how. Everybody say, let me hear you.
May not know how.
I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you.
May not know when. He will do it again.
Don't sing it because I'm sure singing. Let me hear you. I may not know how. Let me hear you now. trust is waiting. Okay, so for how long will I wait? Go and ask Google. I'm telling you now, I don't know when. That's why I sang for you so that you can remember the song. Say, you may not know how, you may not know when, but I know, say, do it. Say after me, say, faith is now. Say it again, everybody, say it again. Say, but trust is waiting. Not just waiting, waiting for an appointed time and season. I'm the one that brought that sister to church. God answered her. It's a level of faith and trust. Go and calm down. Shall I continue? Job chapter 14, verse 14. I brought a formula for you to help you. When we were in school, when they were teaching us about the sucrose and fructose and lactose, I had to bring a formula to help me. Benny, I brought lagagu, magagu. Benny, that's what disturbed me. So I brought a formula to help you. Sucrose plus this one, and maltose plus this one. I said, okay, so I brought a formula. M-A, F-A. I finished one. I passed work. Oh God is searching your heart. Give yourself peace. And God said it. You believe it?
And I said to thee, God said it, I believe it. And I said to thee.
Job 14:14. Everybody read for your own, for yourself. Everybody loud and clear. Go now. If a man die. Say it again, say it again, say it again. Will I what? Did you see that? So in the dimension of trust, there's an appointed time for the world to manifest. It will not come quickly, oh. It will not come quickly, oh. It will not come quickly, oh. Mushroom took hours to grow. But palm tree takes years to grow. It will not come quickly, but it will surely come, because God does not fail. Are you still here? Lift up your hand and say, Father, I believe you. So when the word of faith comes, it produces. Faith is now, but trust is what? I can't even say later. It's waiting, because later there's a time to later, but waiting. It comes to try you. It tries you. Say it again. Say, faith is now. Say, I believe it. I receive it. That is faith. Say after me. Say, but trust is waiting. Say after me. Say, trust is trial. Say, trust is test. I'm not hearing. Say, trust has an appointed time. Say, trust has a season. Oh Lord, help me to wait. Oh yeah, say amen. Let me hear you. If it is on the trust level you day, oh yeah, nisuru. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me show you. A word came to three people. The first person it came to, Abraham, your wife, who have a child. And word came again to Hannah, you will have a child. It came to Mary, you have a child. Let me show you from the word of God. The one that came to Abraham, it took 25 years. The one that came to Hannah, it took the next year. The one that came to Mary, immediately. Are you getting anything? You still want to kill yourself? You want to kill yourself? The same word from the same God. This one waited for 25 years. This one next year, and that one immediately. Do I need to show you that one in the Bible? I believe you know it already now. Should I move on? Clap for yourself. So I don't need to show you. The same word. This why does Abraham took so long? Because God was building a relationship. Look at me. What? A relationship with him. It has to produce test. It has to be tested. if God is going to go happen, have something to do with you and your family for a very long time, it's not going to be on the level of faith. It's going to go take you on the level of trust. That no, I know, sir. Job, God trusted Job. Can God trust you? Should I continue? If you want to continue, shout a big hallelujah. The same word. 25 years for one, a year for another, the next one, instantly. Do you understand? I need you to please understand before I show you the four level of test. Is anybody here you don't understand yet? I will take it again. By now you understand what I'm saying. Faith is what? Say it again. Faith is what? Trust is what? Trust is what again? Trust is what again? Trial. Trust is what again? Trust is what again? Test. And trust take what season? An appointed time. When? I sincerely don't know. And let me tell you, even the best of prophets will not know. Elijah said, God did not show me. Shall I continue now? He has promised he will never fail. So you must learn to stand on God's promises.
I will follow him. I will follow him.
You must get ready to follow his ways.
He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore.
So faith, the only condition for faith is now. But trust. You will wait. You are going to go through test. You are going to go through trial. You wait for a season. Now look at it. You are not only waiting. You are believing on. You are waiting on his promises. You are standing on his word. You are waiting on God's ways. You are waiting for his time. The condition of trust. Opo. But let me pray for you. You will not fail. I'm not hearing you. I said you will not fail. I'm not hearing you yet. I want to show you the four dimension of. Now chapter 1 verse 7. I will tell you when I want to start that one. Now, let me show you this one before we continue. I needed to cement this so that you can understand. So, beyond faith, God wants to trust you. And God wants you to trust Him. Mm-hmm. God wants you to trust Him. God wants you to trust Him. That even though He slays me, I will keep loving you. I will keep serving you. I stand to tell you, this word is not to manipulate you, it's to help you. The trials of life will come to each and every one of us. Sometimes we finish preaching. While we preach, we battle with them. We are waiting too, in one aspect, in our houses, our pastors too. But I know this word is producing results in your life. Now, chapter 1, it can't fail. He can't fail. He has never failed. What are you? What? How big are you that God will fail? Now 1:7. The Lord is good. Look, I want to show something else. And he know it. Look at him. And he know it. Then you will. When you will, he will know. You go. You need to show. I was a choir master before. Ask Pastor Timothy. While before I became a master, I was in Unilag. I'm facing the choir to let you know. I've not seen 1, 2, 3 of you carry finance of this place. I carry finance. I sent all my guys to go ask him to go and learn keyboard, go learn keyboard, learn drums. I sent all of them. And I wasn't working. But God gave me a gift. So I approached people in the church. I wanted to do this. And God helped me. My pastor would not buy horn speaker. Ask him. When I finished, I got a job as a secretary. But as I was working in that place, God opened a door for me because they wanted to close a particular company. And I had to tell them, don't do it. I have studied this in university. And I said, do this from the radio. I'm not mentioning the name of the company because it's never. and I was able to help them. And God lifted me. God has suspended me for 2 months when they sacked me. And God said, it's time to go and work for me. I was thinking when I start to work for God, my life is going to be easy. Edakun, yeah. I that had a good shoe before, my shoe got spoiled. And I had to go to choir practice and teach my choir. And on Sunday, with slippers. Can you do that? You only want church. You won't come to church. Some of you came to church today because you just bought a new wig. Some of you came to church today because you just bought a new cloth. Benny, am I lying? I sure it. I was wearing Dunlop slippers. But you know what? When we start to sing, even the monks know that we have come. And I and Pastor, I just said, you know, I just said now. We went to a particular man of God. And man of God looked at us and said, things will begin to work for you. Look at me. He said, young man, on Wednesday, I said in my heart, on when I got there, I just asked me how far. I said, how far what? I just said, dead. I am still alive. Let me pray for you. I'll stand upon the word of God. I stand upon the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I read one day from the word of God. Forever. If God's word is said to everybody here, financially, spiritually, materially, maritally, career-wise, may the Lord say to you. In any area you are crying and you are saying, God, how? God, when? God, why? The Lord will give you an answer. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear 3 big amen and pack your blessings, sir. Sit down, but don't go down. Are you still there? God know it. Now 1:7. The people that trust him. I have never stayed at home. I said, let them be doing it. I don't have a shoe. I have passed it and passed it. I said, where slippers? So I, the choir master, will be at the back of this scene and my guys will be singing and they'll be hearing my voice. Pastor said, I, Akiola, put me on camera. I was the one counting the money of the Apostolic Church at Danitor Assembly. Put me on camera. Let them be listening now. Their money I've never missed. And when I finish, sir, I'm still going to trek from Ijaye to Songwater. And I've never missed any service. Somebody said, I joined court. I didn't join court. I joined something bigger than court. I'm not even arguing that again. You say, I joined court. That is your problem and your family problem. I slept on the mountain. Pastor said, Mountain Okuta. There's no bed mattress there. Not 1 year, not 2 years. And I said, God, Amy, baby. And God said, follow this word. You have followed me for almost 28 years. I don't have any other thing apart from this word. It has worked for me. I want to pray for you. It will work for you. God know it. Nahum 1:7. Before I show the 4th dimension. God know it. The people that are in, that are trusting. Not the people coming to church. I have family meeting. No. God knows it. The people that was, that trust me. Do you trust God? Faith, God will do it now. Trust, he might not do it in 10 years. Hey, can you wait? He might not do it in 20 years, sir. Pastor, Ediku. He might not even do it in 25 years. Trust is therefore the higher dimension to moving God. God wants to know what is in your heart. What sort in where you will say what is in your heart. You have not even seen any problem. A warning. You begin to talk in the house. How much more when God decides to put you through trust test? Let me see what is in the heart of this man. And you begin to jabber. You begin to talk. What is trust? Trust is to have confidence in God. Trust and obey. No, there's no other way
to be happy in Jesus. For to trust and obey.
Trust is to obey God with boldness. You know, I was having a good job before I came to this land. When I came to this land, I had to start working as a conductor, a bricklayer, because I had to do counseling. So there's no time to go and do white collar job and all this. Though we train people now, when God is calling you, go and work. But in those days, when God was calling people, we don't have a listen of time. Everything is God. Is God. So I do bricklayer. I do counseling. I've not told you before. I only told Pastor this one. Listen to what happened to me one day. I met a man one day in my situation. I blessed him. In fact, not once. But this particular one, I saw this man. And the man said, "You are a good looking young man. You have labored so much. And I'm going to help you." So I said, "Thank you, Baba." He said, "I will come to your house and I will take you somewhere." The only thing I heard was that he's going to take me to where I'm going to pray. So I said, "There's no problem." I did not ask him, "How will you know my house? Listen to my story. You're my children. Listen to my story." Adudu Ojukutu Street, number 6. That was where you met me. That was where I do counseling for people. Squatting with the family. It's at the Oshun Road. And the man came. People were in the parlor, but the man came to meet me in the room. So I thought he had been queuing in the parlor, and he came in. "Listen to my story. I lie not." And he said, "It's time, son. Let me take you to where I said." I said, "Okay. Wait for me in the parlor. Let me dress up." I finished dressing up. I believe the power of the Holy Ghost hit me, and I lay on the bed. And I saw this old Baba that used to wear white and told me, "Femi," he mentioned the particular name. I'm not mentioning it here, so that when you want to get all my name to work against me, that one you cannot know it. I keep that one. I know all his name. I even know his mother's name. You don't know my mother's name. My mother's name is Basira. And the man said, "You are a bastard. So you want to follow him after all I've done for you. You cannot wait." And I woke up. When I woke up, I picked my shoe. And I said, "Where is he taking me to?" I got to the parlor. I said, "Please, I made 12 people." There's a Baba here that came from here into my room. They said, "No, Baba came here." I ran to the gate. They said, "No, Baba here." God is my witness. On this altar, lie not. You are going to meet things. They will introduce things to you. There is a process. And if you don't finish or complete the cycle, you cannot be promoted or rewarded or awarded. Shall I hear you? Don't let any motivational preacher tell you, "As I just call on to God, I make it at the age of 15, make my permanent at the age of 25, more limo at the age of 30, at the age of 25, and I died at the age of 23. Is there? Don't let them deceive you. Don't let them deceive you. This is what Ojek Bailey. Are you see here? Faith is what? Faith is what? Trust is what? Trust is what again? Test is what again? Then test has what? Season and appointed time. You will not forget it in the rest of your life. And you will make it in this one life you have come. Amen. What God promises the end, though, you will end well. Amen. Now, let me show you this now before I show you the four level of test. Are you still with me? Carry your Bible. Carry your Bible. 2 Kings chapter 18 from verse 1 to 7.
You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie.
You see, faith, everybody will rejoice with you. But it's trust. Trust. People will have left you that your own is finished. Eh? I'm telling you the truth today. So decide what you want to do, to stay out of church or to serve God. And I will worship you
forever.
I will love you
forever.
Because
God is doing
2 Kings 18, 1 to 7. Now it came to pass in the year of Hosea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, don't forget, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. Next verse, verse 2. 25 years old was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 29, that means 25 plus 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. Verse 3, please follow me, everybody. I want to read this. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Don't forget, according to all that David, his father, did. May you and your children do well. Verse 4, the person that is on the media there, I showed you, he removed the high places. This was what he did. Because I pray for you, you want me to take the prayer back, you will see Shoriri. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down. This was what he was saying when Isaiah said he was going to die. He said, waiting. Tell God I have moved with him. Tell God I waited on him. Tell God I trusted him. He said, Isaiah, I don't even have a prayer word with you, but say, God, have you forgotten? Trust takes you to the level that you'll be able to say, God, let me put you in remembrance how I've been working with you. I have suffered in faith. You are God, oh, you are God. But Lord, I want you to consider this. Then faith is now. People will rejoice with you. But trust. You will build a documentary with God. You will have something to tell your children. That let me tell you my story. I'm still reading for you. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the grooves and break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For to those days the children of Israel did not burn incense to it, and they called the place Nehustan. Next verse. He, number 5, everybody look at it. Look at it, look at it, look at it. He did what? So that after him was no like him among all the kings of Judah. In fact, Hezekiah trusted God. They say, whatever happened with my children's time and God, now you know. He was so confident with God. Not that way before him. The way he trusted God, the Bible said, before him and after. They might have money more than him, but him, what he built with God, it was too much. Verse 6. For he clave to the Lord. Look at when you trust God, you do what? For he clave to the Lord. And he departed not from following him. Look at when you trust somebody, you will get close to them and you will not depart from what you discuss. But kept his commandment with the Lord, I commanded Moses. Verse 7, let me read. Everybody go now. And the Lord did what? I'm not hearing you. And the Lord did what? And the Lord did what again? Whatever he went for. And he rebelled not against the Lord, king of Israel. And serve him not. This guy trusted in God, and it resulted in great prosperity for him. Can I pray for you? As you keep on believing God and trusting God, you and your children will prosper. Amen. That amen is giving me concern. You and your children will prosper. Amen. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. I want to show you this before I give you the 4 levels of trust. Woe to them that go down to Egypt. So, in terms of abundance, or times of trouble, please, where and who do you go and meet? When I got to this land, the family came to greet my family I was staying with, and they said they want to go and see somebody in Isolo. I mentioned the place Isolo. And when we got there, what the Baba brought out was a crystal ball. When he brought, I said, I thought you said we are coming to pray. I said, well, I don't do this. So all we are supposed to do is to bring our hand on the crystal ball. I know they do. I know they what? Woe to them that go to Egypt for help. You can't wait again. You are tired of waiting. And the Bible says, woe to them, Egbe. That means they are cursed. For every wrong places you are going to, that the main mention name of God there is cursed. Anywhere you have entered that have brought curses or curse into your life, let mercy break the curse. He said, woe to them. The Bible said they do not trust in the name of the Lord. But if you trust God, you will not do it. And they stay on horses and trust in chariots because there are many. And in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel. Neither do they seek God. If you trust God, you will seek Him. Benny, who do you run to when you have problems? That is how we know whether you trust God. Who you seek shows who you trust. Should I still continue? I read for you again, 2 Kings 18, verse 6, said, for he clave to the Lord. Motimo onoye ina. Sorry if you don't understand. Yesu la la yena. Tola sile. Who do you go to? Who do you go to? Yesu la na yena. Tola sile oga. Yesu la na yena. What I'm waiting for might not come quickly. I will wait. I don't mind waiting. How many years have you waited? You abuse your church. You abuse your pastor. You will go from one church to the other. That is where they will tie you down. That is where they will use you for ritual. God. You cannot trust God without seeking Him. You cannot trust God without cleaving to Him. You cannot trust God without obeying Him. You cannot trust God and do things on your own terms. I'll do it when I like. You say, yeah, what can you do it when you like? Yo, you don't know God, Jack. Go on back. Stop, Shebe. You don't know God. You don't know God. You don't know God. You just do anything you like. You don't know God. You are just hanging there so that if you don't come, they will ask, and you didn't come to church. I show you one now one sample that God knew the people that trust Him. God knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. I have to serve God and wash one suit for 1 year. I wore one black trouser for 1 year. One black trouser for 1 year, ministry. One black trouser for 1 year. One white shirt for 1 year. And I tell you, you can never know. Oh, man, I put in hot water, I put Ajinomoto there. It will bleach every nonsense and every sin from it, yeah? Nobody knew. I had only one shirt and one black trouser. Don't go and look at those videos. The only thing I had was the word and my fine face. And you know what? I never preach in frustration. When I get back to wisdom, almost 23 years now, the elders came to us that let us give you the money of the church, not so, so that you can name your baby. I said, your offering delivers you from suffering. So what delivers the church from suffering is what you want to give me. I don't want. There are some laws I stand on. We are not part of good that. How much did you give? So I decide to give more than all of you. Check my offering. I give more than all of you here. So after giving all of you, and now pack your money, and now say, so who am I? What mathematics? So I told her, we are going to buy. You remember what I said you are going to use? You remember? Say, let them hear.
Cabin
biscuit. Very sweet. What is that? Cabin biscuit of those days. Not the one that I don't even think. Very nourishing. They put family there. Man, husband, and child. It's good. You need it. She cried almost to kill herself. When I said, my first child. I know she was regretting. Kai, I don't marry. You had the one chance. First day, second day, third day, fourth day. And the fifth day I was going out when somebody called me from Enugu. God has sent angels to me. Just as much as Satan has sent devils to me. The angels that are receive in time of help, I pray for you, is coming for you. And the man called. I don't have a car. I know all the shortcuts from Isheri Oshu to Ikotu. I know a particular shortcut from Isheri Oshu. You will land in front of synagogue. I'm telling you, you can come for conservative, collect money. I was striking when somebody called. Hello. I said, hello. He said, is that? Send me a call. I said, yes. He said, I want to bless you. I said, okay. I said, I can't hear you. He said, you are going to hear me. Send me your account and let me bless you. I sent him money. I did not buy the normal goat. There are levels of, there is a particular thing they call cow. There's a particular one they call goat. There's a particular one they call bull. There's a bull. Go and find out. They call it in ink Yoruba. They call it buru. Go and find out. Not all the ones. Buru is like this. The horn is like this. They call it puru. Egba pururi. You generation, see, what do you know? Now fashion. The elders came there and asked, where did you see money? I said, go and ask Gogo. Stretch your hand to your father in the Lord. Let me pray for you. I don't know where you are now, and it seems you are going to be disgraced. The angel that helped me, they are coming for you in the name of Jesus. Sit down. And she asked me, where did you see money? I said, I don't understand though. Somebody called me. I've not seen it before. Look, more than 20 times, I have received call that changed my life. Shall I pray for you? This thing has worked for me. The call that will change your life. Not the call that will be talking nonsense. The call that will change your level. The call that will change your status. Sir. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. When I was going to marry, I knew I don't have helper. There are some things you have to know very early. So I will not be crying, I don't have helper. But if you are a best setter, there's no helper for you. You are the helper of everybody. So we started buying everything we needed. At this, I'm not because I don't have a part. No, I don't pray. Just so give me so much so that I can be a blessing. And we bought and bought and bought. And we bought and bought it. And Thursday is our marriage. Monday, Tuesday, we have not bought goat or cow. God went to bring a malam, Hausa man. The Hausa man that I mounted is Okada. My baron the church to Ikotu because I want to go and pray for somebody and I forgot to take money in the church. So I said, I didn't take money. Take my wristwatch. You can wait for me or you can go. And you know what? Even those days, there are some things that there are signature in my life. My shoe might be fake. My wristwatch is number one. I said, take this wristwatch. It's bought from Paris. Let me go and pray for the person. If you can wait, take it or bring it to the church. Well, I go wait for you. I went. When I came back, gave my wristwatch. I got to church and gave him double money. That was how we knew. When I was doing my marriage, he heard and he got two bus stops that one pastor, he said, "See, now that pastor, what if I abandon the custom?" He said, "Yes." He came to my house. Sit down. He said, "Pastor, you wicked, where? You won't do marriage, you don't call me. What can I go do for you now? My own parents, they said, cow." That's what he said. "My parents, then they said, cow. How much you get?" I said, $13,000. He said, "Bring him." And he bought me a cow that is taller than most of you. See, if you see me inside court, remind me this word. I'll be only. Kimo Fellowshimbe. I never joined court. This family, we have given 16 cars. Only near me. Even on one court, have they given up to 16? You know yourself. You can't give up to 16. I'm joking, you are not there. So what am I going to do there? Four levels of trust. If you can remember this, and I'm going to be showing you from the Word of God, you will not kill yourself again. I call it Abbas. The first one is Ahetes. So the first one, Ahetes, A. The second one, behind test. The third one, absence test. And the last one, silence test. A for ahead, B for behind, A for absence, S for silence. Let me start. If you can pass this test, congratulations, go and relax. The first one, the ahead test. Everyone look at me, the ahead test. This particular test, look at me. You are going to find yourself in problem like this, eh? But God is not there with you. God has gone ahead of you. He's not there. He has gone where? Tell me, show me. Tell me to show you. Go. Oh yeah. See Bible. Daniel chapter 6, verse 11 to 16. You know, Daniel went to pray. Well, he said he should not pray that large. Remember? He said nobody should pray. So they know that he was going to pray. So when he was praying, he opened everywhere, Abby. And when they caught him praying, they took him to the king and they sentenced him to lion's den. You see people now, they call themselves Daniel. You can you enter? Dog den. Then this man assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Verse 12 now. Then he came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. "Hath thou not signed a decree that every man shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days except of thee? O king, nobody should ask anything except from you. Shall be cast into the den of lions." Can you imagine? The king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which uttereth not." Then answered they and said before the king, That Daniel, not this one, of which the children of captivity of Judah regarded not thee, O king. No, the decree that thou hast signed, but make this petition 3 days, 3 times, and they were monitoring him. Then the king, when he heard this, was so displeased with himself, why, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. He doesn't have a choice because that Lord, you know the faith, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Next verse. Then this man assembled unto the king and said unto the king, "Know, O king, that the law of Medes and Persians, that no decree, nor statute which the king established me." So, king, don't try to change this. We know you love Daniel. No, don't change this one. Yes, continue. Verse 17. Then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the lion's den. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, "Thy God whom thou servest continually." In this particular test, God has gone ahead of you. Daniel chose to pray to God when they told them not to pray. He has done well. But Daniel never knew. He didn't see any dream. Look at me. He didn't see any dream. He didn't have any vision that he was going to go to lion's den. Somebody say, ahead test. It's ahead. It's ahead. He didn't see. He didn't know. And he's a bad prophet. He didn't see anything. And then, what did daddy say about it? Did daddy not see it? Daddy should see it. I should be seeing even now you are toileting. But when you make money, I don't deserve to see it or no. Sure on you. There was no assurance. There was no motivation. But Daniel was a man of God. But God has gone ahead of him. You remember? Can I pray for you? God will go ahead of you. The three Hebrew boys, when they were going to enter into this thing, God did not show them. But the king said, there are three people we put there, but how many are there? God has gone ahead of them. You might be going through some BS now, and you are, where is God? God has gone ahead. How do I pass the test of ahead? Look at me, my children. You have to follow him. He's waiting for you there. He has gone ahead of you there. So he's waiting for you. Just have been coming. I am here waiting for you. He said, let us cross over to the other side. To God, they have already crossed over. But on the road, there was storm as if they are going to die. They not die. That problem no go kill you. How do I pass the test of ahead? Follow him. Follow God. Follow. Follow. I follow Jesus. Follow him. He's ahead. Waiting for you. He's ahead waiting for you. He's ahead waiting for you. But it seems I'm going to die. You are not going to die. He's a man. He's not a man, sorry, like you. See, you are God.
There's no place for argument. You are God.
It is when you get into that problem, you say, God is waiting here for me. You got times.
Seasons in your hands.
So God is there waiting for you.
You call for light out of darkness.
Let me pray for you. Receive the grace to trust God. Be asking you, are you still going to that church? That's a good one. The worst one is, are you still serving that Jesus? Has your Jesus been able to help you? God has gone ahead. God has gone ahead. Follow him in faith. He's waiting for you. Hallelujah. The second test, I said it's a bus. So the second one is a test of what? Behind. If I want to stay on this ahead, it will take time. But you understood it already. It's there. He has gone to prepare that place for you. Don't worry. Okay, the test of behind. In this scenario, God will promise you, look at me, but he will deliberately come late. He will deliberately do what? Come late. He will come late. He will come late because he wants to see what is in your heart. Ben. Okay, let's look at the story of Lazarus. John chapter 11, 4-6. Everybody, please. Look at it. John 11. He would deliberately come late. He would deliberately come late. When Jesus heard that he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. That the Son of God might be what? Glorified. Okay, verse 5. Go now. Jesus loved them and still he delayed. He loved Martha. He loved the sister. He loved Lazarus. This is one of the family. In fact, if not the only family Jesus used to eat with. Go and check. This family. He loved them and still he delayed. Next verse. When he heard therefore that he was sick, he stayed more for 2 days in the same place where he was. That's verse 6. And okay. Tadam, verse 21. He got there. 21 now. Verse 21. Verse 21. And you pray for somebody, they will not want prayer again. Then said Martha unto Jesus. He said, if you have come early, my brother would not have died. Verse 22. But I know that even now, faith is now. Don't forget to watch. Faith is now. Come and see. You can see, he had a level of faith, but he failed trust. Look at, whatever thou will ask of God, God will give you. Say, okay, good. Next verse. Verse 23 now, go. Don't forget, he said in 21 that anything you say is to happen. Eh? Okay, now, come to verse 39. Jesus said, oh yeah, go again. Say, let me hear you. Jesus said, eh? Take away the stone. Martha said, Martha the sister, he said unto him, Lord. The level of trust is very, very old. Look at me. Are you here? Your situation is already stinking. God delayed because he wants to take the glory in it. Everybody has married except you. God delayed because he wants to take what? The glory. He wants to take the glory. You will know that this is beyond me. There is no baby now. So, it's not a particular sister. You have entered menopause. I say menopause, God. Monostatiny. Do you remember Mary in John chapter 2 when there was no wine and Mary went to meet Jesus? Remember? And Jesus said, well, what is my problem with you, madam? I don't have, my time has not come. Mary said to them, anything we tell you to do. Look at me. The tests are behind. God will not come when you needed him. He will deliberately come late. How do I pass the test off behind? I will show you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season. Don't forget, faith is now, test is waiting, test is test, trust is test, trust is trial, trust is appointed time and season. Now look at them. For everything there is a season and time to every purpose under the heaven. So how do I pass the test of behind? You have to wait. The test of ahead, you have to follow. The test of behind, you have to what? Wait. Isaiah 49 verse 23. Are you getting anything here? If you are getting anything, shout hallelujah. If you are not getting anything, say God. Okay. Isaiah 49, 23 said, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, amen for me. And their queens thy nursing mothers, amen. They shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth, amen. And lick up the dust of their feet, amen. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, that I am the Lord thy God, for they shall not be ashamed that way for me. Anybody here waiting, you will not see shame. Not hearing, I say you will not see shame. So look at this word of God very well. Look at it. Have you seen it? Now, when God is behind, what do I do? What do I do? Don't be afraid, just wait. I know your question. How do I know whether he's behind or ahead? I'll show you. Are you still here? The next one, the test of absence. This is the most dangerous. And it happened to Jesus. This is the hardest test. The test of trust when God is absent. Listen, because it's very, 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 very critical. Let me teach you. God send you an assignment. And he will promise that I am with you. When you are in the water, I will be with you. Say, when you are in fire, I will be with you. Say. But the test of absence, he is absent. And Jesus experienced it, Matthew 27:46. And about the night hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why are thou forsaking me? Wait, wait, wait. Do you remember? Jesus said in the book of John, he said, my God, my Father is always with me. No, be so. But here, he said what? Why are thou forsaking me? So, he knew that God has forsaken him. Let me read for you, Message Bible 27:45-46. You better don't be quiet on me now. You better learn this one now. Around the mid, around the noon to three, the whole earth was dark. Verse 46. Emily, verse 46. Jesus run out of the Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have thou abandoned? Come, let me show you something here. There comes a time in your life you feel abandoned. I want to show you. And in John 8:29, he said, my Father had not left me alone. I do everything that he wants, so he's always with me. But now, Jesus said, hey, he's not here with me. Yet, at this very, very crucial time, pivotal time, Jesus did something even when God was absent. Luke 23:46. Let me show you this. He has shouted, why are thou forsaking me? He said, now. If you are the one, you will begin to say, like, do you remember John the Baptist once started talking nonsense? Yes, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, oh my God, I commend my spirit. Even though God was not around, he said, even to my absent God, I still give you. When you are a child and they tell you that your father left, you hate an absentee father, yes or no? Oh my God, I know this will be difficult for you to. I say you, yes or no? But Jesus, even when God was not around, he said, I commit my life. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to despise God. He said, take. Can you release your life? I said, well, even though he's not around, let him just, anything he wants to do in my life, make him do. God, I give you my life. I give you my soul.
I live for you, Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I make, Lord, have your way in me.
This particular test, what do? You yield to him in trust. Let me now say something to you that will make you smile. The truth is that, look at me everybody, God is never absent. Have you forgotten his omnipresence? What actually happened was that he's there, but he made himself invisible to you. He's there. He's there. He's there with me. And I am not alone. I'm telling you.
I'm not alone. Mighty God, He's with me. I am not alone.
In the test of our head, you follow Him. In the test of the hand, you wait on Him. In the test of absence, you yield. You yield in trust. I know he cannot destroy my life. He cannot take me this far and drop me. Everybody might fail. God will not fail. His King of kings and Lord of lords.
Oh, Father.
I face situation in life that is only me. I told you how I wrote my exam in Unilag, my last paper, and I had to pay. If you are the one, you will stay at home that day. I didn't stay at home. The remaining money in my hand, I used to went to eat your Ibo. Ibo gari, yellow gari. I was eating yellow gari when I met somebody that said, ah, you're supposed to be in class. Very stingy auntie. Kofumi Kobori, daddy, God collected my school fees from him. From her. The test of absence. What is the first test? Test of what? How do you pass it? Follow. What is the second test? How do you pass it? What is the third one? What do you go do? That is the test of silence. In the test of silence, God is with you actually, but he's silent. He's present, but he will not talk to you. He wants you to pass the test. When you are writing your exam, your teachers don't talk. Yes or no? Remember that woman, Canaanite woman, that was saying to God, heal my daughter, heal my daughter. She said that they abuse her. God did not talk. Okay, let me show you the test of silence. Second, Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 to 9. I would have told you the story, but I want you to see it yourself. Look at it. Test of silence, look at it. Let's go. We are going from verse 1 to 9, media, let's go. And in the second year of King, in the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreams. Where his dream was troubled, and his sleep it broke from him. Verse 2. Come on, everybody, let's go. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, for to show him the dreams. The dream that you do not know yourself, how can they show you? Verse 3. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Verse 4. Come on, let's go. Let's take the Chaldeans to the king in that language. O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream. I will show you the interpretation. Verse 5. Come on, let's go. The king answered and said to Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream, the interpretation, therefore, you shall be cut into pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. That's a big one. Next verse. But if you show me the dream and interpretation, therefore, you shall receive of me gifts and reward and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and interpretation thereof. Verse 7. Come on, everybody, let's do this. And answered again, let the king tell his servants the dream, and he will show the interpretation of it. Verse 8. I know of certainty that you will gain the time, because you see this is gone from me. Verse 9. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak. You say you have been lying to me. Till the time be changed, therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Verse 10. Come on. Okay. Wait. Let's wait there. Now, it's too long. When this happened, they went to call Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, that you people, all of you are wise, tell us the dream. And if you cannot tell me, all of you will die. Now, God did not say a word. Even Daniel was about to be executed, God did not say a word. In the test of silence, what you are going to do is to seek him. So Daniel said, let me go and seek the face of God. Don't query God then. Go straight over 16 to 19 now because of time. Go straight to 16 and 19 now. Same Daniel chapter 2, verse 16 and 19. 16 to 19. Daniel said, let me go and seek God. Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he will show the king the interpretation. Verse 17, come on. Then Daniel went to the house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that they changed their name, his companion. Next, verse 18. that they will desire mercy of the Lord heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the... God did not tell them. God did not say anything. God will be waiting for you to ask him. Verse 19. Then it was a secret revealed. Stretch your hand to this. Let me talk to you. Let me pray for you. Stretch your hand to this Bible passage. What others did not see in your family, the Lord will show you. Today, the silence in your family, God is breaking them. With a secret for you. Stretch your hand to this Bible passage. God is giving you, the word is revealing to you in the name of Jesus. What to do, which way to go, what would liberate you and your own children, the Lord will show to you in the name of Jesus. So ahead you follow, behind you wait, in absence you yield, and if you find out his silence, then you are sick. You've got to ask him. Sometimes you find yourself in the realm of kidnappers. What will you do? You begin to say nonsense. Seek him. Now you're asking, how do I know the difference? Most of the time, it is at the end you will know the difference. So, but I will give you a key that will make you to be in a conference of all these. Are you tired? I've taken your time today, but are you blessed a little? Okay. Let me show you what to do. Let me show you. Don't forget these keys. Number one, trust God. Number two, fear God. Number three, love God. Number four, seek God. Number five, be faithful to him. I say again, trust God. Fear God. Whatever we want to do, don't say, since God did not answer me, fear God. If our Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Number three, love God. Number four, seek God. Number five, be faithful to him. Number six, remember his promises. Remember his promises. And number seven, don't say nonsense like John. I'd like to round off this service by telling you this. When you pass your test, it is recorded to you and for you in eternity. What God wants to give to you is bigger than what you are pursuing on earth. Did you get the seven keys I gave you? Trust God. Fear God. Love God. Seek God. Be faithful to him. Remember all the promises. All he has told you. See, when you have problem, remember the promise he has given to you. Remember what he said. That means I'm going to see the end of this problem. It's a key. And finally, don't say nonsense because you are going through trouble. Don't say I go die. Don't say if there is God, why am I going through this? And watch all the people that say nonsense around you. Avoid them. Look at me. I'm talking to you. Avoid, even if not me. Anybody talking nonsense, even if not family, avoid them. You are not married, avoid them. People that bring negativity, so avoid them. Once they cannot give answer, but they want you to avoid them. What God wants to give to you is more than what you are looking for. What God wants to give to you is more than what you are pursuing. What God wants to give to you is into eternity. So what you are going through now is just for now. It's a little season, but you've got to pass this test. Faith is now. Trust is waiting. Rise on your feet and let us pray. I want to pray for you. Are you ready? You are the reason I live. Everybody wants to go now. You are the reason I live. Jesus, you are the one for me. You're the one for me. You are the one for me, Lord. You're the one for me. Why should I? Why should I? Why should I be when I have you? Surrounded by your Lord. Surrounded by your Lord. You're everlasting, Lord. Why should I care what people are saying? Why should I care? matter what I'm going through in life, I will trust you. I will trust you forever. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. No matter what I'm going through, you are not a liar. I believe you. I believe your word. I receive the grace to trust you forever. Forever. I am not doubting you. I am not going back. Only you, Lord. And I'm gonna serve you because I love you. Only you, Lord.
I'm going
with you all the way. All the way. If men forsake me, if men forsake me, I won't let it. I won't let it. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. All the way, all the way.
All the way.
All the way, Jesus.
All the way.
Father, Lord, today we submit to you. I don't know what these ones are passing through, but I pray, Lord, you help them pass their test. Grant them grace to fear you. Grant them grace to love you. Pastor Paul, we left the house, I and you. You didn't know we trekked to church. We didn't say it at home. And we trekked from Idimu to Ekotu. We didn't say it to anybody. I didn't come home frustrated. Then from Ekotu, we'll not take bike. So if I could take us to church so that they would think that we brought bike. I didn't say anybody. We are still serving God. I wanted to wear my shoe this morning. And something told me, what of if the shoe tear? I'm about to come and preach. I tell you, I will preach. But let's say, and you are free to video. If men forsake me, I won't let it break me. Hey, I'm going with you. All the way. All the way, all the way,
all the way.
I pray that God will grant you grace to wait on Him. That your faith will not fail you. That you will not go and join any cult. I'm not hearing you. You will not join any cult. I'm not hearing you. You will not join any cult. Because of fame, because of power, because of money, you will not backslide. You will not bow down to a strange God. Receive the grace to wait on God. Your marriage will come. Your husband will come. Your son will come. Your daughter will come. Your money will come. Your congregation will come. Your car will come. What you are waiting for will come. You will not be disappointed. You will not see shame. Before that time, God will sustain you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Come on, rejoice.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861. or 080-6-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinlaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.